The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has trouble dealing with new car technology and with the agency's own technology. Technology presents a challenge to NHTSA on a lot of fronts. If it could get that one right, that is its own information technology, it would be in a better position to take on its mission of overseeing safety defects, who says? Susan Fleming, Director of Physical Infrastructure Issues at the Government Accountability Office. She joins me now. Susan, good to have you back.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being invited.
There's a couple of issues, it seems like, in your latest report. One is that cars themselves are getting more complex and challenging the agency's knowledge. Let's talk about that one for a minute. I guess most of us can't figure out the functions that are electronic on our cars now, and maybe that's also true of NHTSA.
You know, it is. Really, the main problem with oversight for NHTSA is in identifying safety defects among really increasingly complex and sophisticated automobiles, while using basically the same processes, techniques, and resources they've had for decades. I think the GM ignition switch and more recently Takata airbag problems really highlight the dangers when they get it wrong.
Because some of the cars now have systems that they step on the brakes for you if they see something, or they sense something's in the way, or they look to the side when you're backing up, this kind of thing. Lots of, I would think, potential for people to rely on them, and then suddenly there's something wrong with them.
They almost resemble computers on wheels right now. So I think you've hit the nail on the head here. You've got roughly 250 million cars on the road, increasingly complex systems. So NHTSA has a real challenge in identifying these trends and identifying the defect. It's inherently difficult. That combined with some of its longstanding challenges really make it very hard for the agency.
And let's talk for a minute about the system that NHTSA is trying to build for itself, the Corporate Information Factory. What is that? And I'm afraid to ask if it's on schedule and on budget.
Really, it's a key step in trying to move the agency to improve its data collection and analysis. It's an IT system. The system really is trying to provide advanced data mining and analytical tools, case management tools to track ODI's work, and really give access to multiple data sets via a data warehouse. So this new IT system is really intended to help the agency identify safety risks more quickly using all of the data it receives from manufacturers and consumers about potential defects. One reason for this new system is really the sheer amount of data that NHTSA receives is growing. For example, in 2010, it received 50,000 consumer complaints. And in 2014, this had grown to almost 80,000. And previously, NHTSA really largely relied on human analysis of very large data sets, making it really hard to spot trends and to isolate problems. So we recommended that NHTSA create an overall schedule for customizing and releasing the SIF software applications and to develop training for the staff.
Do they have a contractor that is building this for them?
They do. They do. They have multiple, and they've piloted this. It's been going on since 2010, I think, and it's pretty complicated. So they've tried it in different groups. What they really now need to do is to come up kind of with a sequencing schedule and develop more training for this staff. But they were a little bit behind schedule, but it does hold promise, I think.
So they need to manage their own project. That is to say, they need to have better project management to make sure that it gets online to the people that need it while they're training them to use it at the same time.
Yes, I think that's fair to say. And I think they need to make better use of the data they collect and really kind of utilize and start looking at trends and start identifying problems a little bit sooner than reacting to problems.
So it sounds like they have a classic, to use the modern parlance, big data issue, because you have data from all these possible sources that somehow they have to sift through electronically to see what's going on.
I think that's exactly it. And the data, like I said earlier, it's growing. The complexity of what NHTSA has to handle in terms of the cars and trying to identify safety defects is more complicated. So it's definitely something that they need to work through and get a handle on, because it's only going to get more complex in the future, I think.
We're speaking with Susan Fleming, Director of Physical Infrastructure Issues at the GAO. And as is often the case with projects like this, sometimes the requirements keep shifting, and so you can't really ever nail it down. Have they been pretty stable on what they need the system to do or what they think they need it to do such that the contractors can work on a stable goal.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, with any time type of software development, I think you have some kinks and you need to work through it. I think they now need to move it over into the Office of Safety Defects and start sequencing some of the software, start bringing their staff on board, you know, really start. It's a pretty complicated framework, and they've had some early successes, and now I think they need to deploy it more system-wide, more agency-wide.
And getting back to the issue of what the staff knows about what could go wrong in cars, what are their sources of training besides reports from the public about things going wrong? How are they learning more about the auto technology that is so hard to keep up with?
Well, I think that's an area that they're trying to improve on. I think they're trying to partner and be a little bit more proactive by working with the auto manufacturers and to build some bridges there, work with them and to identify and understand some of the new technologies. You know, training, I think, is going to be a big part of it. But they may need to also look at their in-house resources and take a look and see whether that they need to expand and hire some folks that maybe have some of this expertise that they need to bring on board.
Because it seems like the incidence of standard types of failures, like wheels falling off or something, that's pretty much over in this point in automotive history. The future is all, as you say, about software.
It is. And, you know, it's the braking, it's having automated cars. And so, you know, it makes it a little bit challenging to really get to the safety defect. These technologies offer great potential to reduce crashes, but they also complicate the process of identifying a defect and the cause of a defect. So that is like when an electrical system fails, it doesn't leave physical evidence like a failure in a mechanical part or a system in a vehicle. So the process of identifying, investigating defects involves technology requires different skills and knowledge. So I think it really depends on NHTSA's ability to adapt its oversight processes to these new technologies.
It strikes me they may have some challenges in common with the military. I was reading the latest reports on the F-35 jet, which has 8 million lines of code in it. So it's basically a piece of flying software. Any collaboration that you see or potential for that with DOD, which has the same problem?
You know, we didn't. We had talked to a lot of different stakeholders and no one had brought that up, but I think it is a good point. I think our work often takes us to other agencies, other departments, where there definitely is some lessons and building bridges and why reinvent the wheel. So I think, you know, we're big believers that, you know, reach out, try to talk to as many folks that maybe have already tackled some of these things that you're just starting to tackle. So it's definitely a good point, and it's definitely something that we think NHTSA and others should start thinking about.
Susan Fleming is Director of Physical Infrastructure Issues at the Government Accountability Office. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
You're welcome, and have a great day.
You can read her report and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.